man.
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
We're just getting these lists that roll in. For example, every state has its own favorite Christmas movie. I would say, let's see, what does this look like? The Polar Express is the most popular Christmas movie. That's in 9 states. Home Alone, Elf, The Christmas Chronicles, Last Christmas, which I'm assuming is like a Netflix movie. I don't know. Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all across the U.S., states have different favorite Christmas movies. Do you want to take a guess at what Florida's favorite Christmas movie is?
Scott, you're from here, Vero Beach.
You're from here.
I could see, you know, a lot of people act as if, I want to say Elf, but it just doesn't feel right. I'm going to say Elf.
Well.
I'm going to say Home Alone.
Okay. Scotty, you're right.
Oh, snap.
It is indeed Elf.
Yeah, look at me go. Scott, shake that thing.
Florida going through his veins. So.
Yes, that's true.
Makes sense.
Florida boy. Miguel, your home state of Georgia is Polar Express. So is mine in Ohio, which just...
Oh, that's a class.
Hot
good.
Take. I hate that movie.
Yeah, it's not.
I hate it.
Why do you hate Polar Express?
I don't know. It was done before they like really figured out how to do that realistic animation.
It's almost creepy.
It's almost creepy. Like the faces are like weird. Like we haven't figured this out, this technology. And the storyline, like as a person who obviously has some sort of trauma issues from her past where I need control in my life, this little boy gets on this train, loses his ticket. Spends the next like part of the movie without a ticket, looking for it, goes off on some other hijinks when he's supposed to be with the group.
Oh.
And I can't handle it. I'm like, why you're not with the group? You're not supposed to be there. Like
Holly can't even focus on the storyline because she's like, where's his ticket?
I can't. But the worst part of this whole thing is that at the end of the movie, I cry every time because you can tell, like, the music and the words and the bell and Santa, like, they all evoke those emotions. Mm. So I'm sitting here hating this movie, and then I'm crying over it. And I'm just like, why did you do this to me?
So it looks like we need to have a morning show night watching the Polar Express.
Oh, God, no!
And with Holly's commentary.
I just really...
just record it.
Fixed your pocket.
It's like the DVD extra, Holly's commentary of the Polar Express.
I don't think you want to hear my commentary. Though.
I think we do.
Well, maybe you do, because every time it's on, I like roll my eyes and I get huffy. So you know what? That's fine. What else are we talking about? I'm sorry, I lost my place. Oh, I just wanted to give you the heads up because this is going to be everywhere today. The NFL suspended Buccaneers receiver Antonio Brown for 3 games for submitting a fake vaccination card. Mm. Now his attorney says he is vaccinated. But he's going to accept the suspension and use the time because I guess he needed to rehab an ankle injury anyway. It's making national news. So just a little FYI heads up. You're going to see about that today all over. And it's happening, of course, right here in Tampa Bay. That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly.